I used a piece of wood as a crude paddle, but the wind was howling now, and it drove me wet and cold across that wide water. Until as night fell, I came to the pool's northern shore, and there I became one of the Shedigengan again, picking my way through reeds and marshes until I found higher ground where bushes gave me shelter for a broken sleep. In the morning I walked eastward, still buffeted by wind and rain, and so came to Hampton that evening, where I found that Mildreth and my son were gone, taken by Odda the Younger. Father Willibald told me the tale. Odda had come that morning, while Leofric was down at the shore securing the boats against the bruising wind, and Odda had said that the Danes had broken out, that they would have killed their hostages, that they might come to Hampton at any moment, and that Mildreth should flee.
"She did not want to go, Lord," Willibald said,
and I could hear the timidity in his voice. My anger was frightening him.
"They had horses, Lord," he said, as if that explained it. "You didn't send for Leofric?" "They wouldn't let me, Lord," he paused.
"But we were scared, Lord. The Danes had broken the truce, and we thought you were dead."
Leofric had set off in pursuit, but by the time he learned Mildreth was gone, Odda had at least a half-morning start, and Leofric did not even know where he would have gone. "West," I said, "back to Defnershire."
"And the Danes?" Leofric asked. "Where are they going?"
"Back to Mercia," I guessed. Leofric shrugged.
"Across Wessex? With Alfred waiting? And you say they went on horseback? How fit were the horses?"
"They weren't fit. They were half-starved."
"Then they haven't gone to Mercia," he said firmly.
"Perhaps they've gone to meet Ubba," Willibald suggested.
"Ubba. I had not heard that name in a long time."
"There were stories, Lord," Willibald said nervously, "that he was among the Britons in Wales, that he had a fleet on the Severn."
That made sense. Ubba was replacing his dead brother Halfdan, and evidently leading another force of Danes against Wessex. But where? If he crossed the Severn's wide sea, then he would be in Defnershire, or perhaps he was marching around the river, heading into Alfred's heartland from the north. But for the moment I did not care. I only wanted to find my wife and child. There was pride in that desire, of course, but more than pride. Mildreth and I were suited to each other. I had missed her. I wanted to see my child. That ceremony in the rain-dripping cathedral had worked its magic, and I wanted her back, and I wanted to punish Odda the Younger for taking her away. "Defnershire," I said again. "That's where the bastard's gone, and that's where we go tomorrow." Odda, I was certain, would head for the safety of home. Not that he feared my revenge, for he surely assumed I was dead, but he would be worried about the Danes, and I was worried that they might have found him on his westward flight.
"You and me?" Leofric asked.
I shook my head. "We take Hayhengel and a full fighting crew." Leofric looked sceptical.
"In this weather?"
"The wind's dropping," I said. And it was, though it still tugged at the thatch and rattled the shutters. But it was calmer the next morning, but not by much, for Hampton's water was still flecked white as the small waves ran angrily ashore, suggesting that the seas beyond the Solent would be huge and furious. But there were breaks in the cloud. The wind had gone into the east, and I was in no mood to wait. Two of the crew, both seamen all their lives, tried to dissuade me from the voyage. They had seen this weather before, they said, and the storm would come back. But I refused to believe them, and they, to their credit, came willingly, as did Father Willibald, which was brave of him, for he hated the sea, and was facing rougher water than any he had seen before.